Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Monday, the 25th of January, 2016. I'm Steve. We've got Colin here. How are you doing, Carl?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Very well.
Good one. Should be a good one tonight, don't you think?
Yeah, I would like to think so.
Okay, but it's rare, but it's when everything goes our way. It's normally a good show. Right, okay. Well, let's start then. Obviously, we lost the game to Leicester. Got a bit of stick off people for being a bit negative. Personally, I thought although we said the negatives, we tried to stay positive and sort of said, you know, we've got 5 months left, and you know, don't get too downhearted. We should be all right. So we are, aren't we? We're doing pretty well. So obviously, start with Sunderland. I've got it completely wrong because I thought we would be Spurs-like in our performance and not get back on track. But we didn't. We were good. 1-0 down, of course.
Yeah.
Roll your eyes at that. And then we were fine. Can you remember the Sunderland game? There's so much happened in between.
three massive games there for us there. Yeah, I can, because I think I actually said 5-0 to us. So I got the 5 goals right anyhow. But it was, you know, the first half was just a typical game, you know, where obviously these teams come and they sit back. We knew Big Sam was obviously going to be up for it and try to you know, spoil the day. But, you know, they got the goal, but thankfully we got the quick goal, you know, back quite quickly and just sort of marched on from there in the second half. And I think, you know, a lot of people give Sam obviously stick because, you know, he made the substitution. You know, he took, I think it was Danny Graham off and brought on the big new centre-half for them, and he had a disastrous debut, which again, we always say we don't get much luck. This time we did. But I also thought during that game they obviously had the young kid in nets. And, of course, the feedback that I was getting from the first half, especially, this kid was having an absolute wonder game. And I thought it was going to be... I thought you were going to be right, Steve. 1-0, goalkeeper, 18 years old or whatever he was. And
yeah,
going to have the best game of his career, you know, at White Hart Lane. But, look, thankfully, and here we'll have to mention it as well, we did give Mr. Eriksen a wee bit of stick on the last show, and he popped up with the 2 goals. But I think it was you that said, just shoot, you know, let's see you shoot more. And, you know, a couple of deflections, but he did, you know, he had the goal and got the goal. So it was great to see Eriksen back on the score sheet. And I think he's played very well, you know, very well since then.
Honestly, I think these guys listen to our show, don't we? Because we... give them a little bit of stick, and that's the first thing they do. I mean, in all honesty, if I was the manager of a football club, you would listen to podcasts, wouldn't you? Because you want to know what the fans think. If that's your job, to be in charge of, you know, this football team that, you know, thousands and if not millions of people follow, you know, what else are you doing in your car, like listening to Lionel Richie or whatever? No, you want to listen to podcasts, don't you? Find out what the fans think. Where'd you turn to first? Hotspurs podcast.
I don't think they'd all want to hear everything that's said. So no. It's probably why they don't.
Well, it's like everybody. They listen. They hear the silly intro. Then the first question always to you, what your thoughts, and then get on to me, and that'll do. But there we go. Then fast forward to the heavy metal at the end. Right.
True.
Anyway. So good. Good performance. Thoroughly deserved. Nice that Eriksen did get a couple of goals. He wasn't playing well, and then he got that goal, which flukily went in, I suppose, because the guy on the line could have stopped it. But it was, you know, you make your own luck in those circumstances, don't you? Fire it in on goal. And he was having a few more shots, which was great to see. And got the second. He wasn't man of the match. I thought Dembele was man of the match. he was back, and he was fantastic. And then, you know, it was interesting Harry Kane took the penalty, actually, because I'd have thought Eriksen might have taken that to get his hat-trick. But again, it shows like Harry Kane's command of that team. You know, no, I'm having it. I'm the goal scorer. I'm taking it. So that is good. Good for you. Good for everyone's fantasy football team as well, obviously.
Yeah.
But let's move on to Leicester then.
But sorry, Steve, just to finish that. But that was a massive win. You know, after what had happened with Leicester, you know, they were the games that we talked about that sometimes where we fall down. And, you know, we do believe that we've turned a corner. We are a completely different team now. And that was massive. And it was a great statement to put out there. So it was three really important points in the bag.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, the Arsenal drew, didn't they, at Stoke? And, you know, they moaned and whinged and moaned about the way that they play, about the fans and everything. And then, you know, we will obviously talk about the Arsenal-Chelsea game because, you know, like we say, Carl, we're obsessed with Arsenal. Yeah. Love it when they lose or even draw, and rightly so. Let's just talk about that very briefly. Rivalry all around the world, Cole. Two Milan sides hate each other. Manchester clubs don't like each other. You know, why shouldn't you say, you know, the two rivals in North London are obsessed with each other and are obsessed with each other doing badly? You know, it's a debate that's come up quite a bit recently. I was watching, funnily enough, Henning Vein, the German comedian who is hilarious. You know who I'm talking about?
No, never heard of him.
He's very funny, very funny. But he even made the joke, and I went off him for a little while, where he said something about in mid-October, of course, the Tottenham fans are all of a sudden stopped thinking about their club and become obsessed with Arsenal, and they all laughed. The gig must have been in Islington or something. But I thought, well, wait there. Listen to any Arsenal podcast, and by the way, you don't have to because I do. All they ever talk about is Tottenham. So, but it's healthy. It's what it's all about, isn't it? This rivalry, and long may it continue.
Yeah, definitely. And it was a strange one yesterday because obviously not a Chelsea lover either, you know. But the way it's going at the minute, the Chelsea win was the big one. A draw would have been nice as well. Yeah. But the Chelsea win. So no, it was great to see. Good.
Well, it's great. It's great because it goes. I mean, Chelsea are the luckiest team, aren't they? They are the two European Cup finals where they got pummeled by both Bayern Munich and then the year later by Benfica. Something like 22 chances to 3 or whatever in both those games. And then, you know, in these two games, you know, while we're on it then, let's talk about it. You know, it's Diego Costa. What I find interesting is that Wenger says, well, he got Gabriel sent off and then he got Per Mertesacker sent off. Well, wait there. Gabriel kicked him. He wouldn't leave it alone. He wouldn't back off, being an idiot. And then he's clean through. Mertesacker, not only did he slide in when Costa was through, all right, there was minimal contact, but I, you know what? If Harry Kane is running against Mertesacker, I'd expect him to do exactly the same. Wouldn't you, Cole?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and by the way, if Walcott or Giroud was playing against Spurs and he was clean through and he got clipped, you'd expect him to go over and do a couple of rolls. So don't worry about all that play acting, because you do exactly the same. In fact, wasn't it Robert Pires was one of the world's greatest divers in their team? So once again, the hypocrisy shines through. And not only did Mertesacker go sliding in, he also had a little look around to see if he was offside, which he hadn't. If he hadn't have done, he probably would have got the ball. Then they brought off Giroud, who's been brilliant, you know. And if you're ever playing it against 10 men. Or if you've got 10 men, you need a big man up front. So don't blame Chelsea or Stoke or all these other teams that you play, Arsenal fans. Blame your manager. Blame your centre-backs. You know?
I think the reaction of their crowd was fantastic. So it was whenever he subbed Giroud. That was really good. You could see all their sort of faces, but, you know, it was good to see. But here, let's move on.
No, I just want to highlight the fact. Yep. I have no qualms whatsoever. We're talking about our deepest rivals. Everybody else does. Why can't we have a rival that we get to laugh at occasionally? And it is very occasionally, so that's why I'm doing it now. Next week. But the trouble is with Arsenal, they lose a game and then they go 10 games winning, don't they? Normally after beating us.
Yeah, so
true. Taking full advantage. But if you don't like it, that little 15-second button on your iPad, press it, or your iPhone, press it several times and get through this bit. Right. Leicester away. I'll start by saying that I wasn't happy with the team. Not with the likes of Son and Chadley and people like that. Mainly, you know, you look at it and you go, Vorm in goal. And you think, oh, for goodness sake, you know, why has he done that? As we've said, Cole, FA Cup, massive game. And people have this debate whether, you know, what was the more important game? Leicester in the Cup or Crystal Palace in the league, or if you like, Leicester in the league. Well, if you lose the FA Cup game, you're out. That's it. If you lose the league game, it doesn't, you know, you still got 20 more games to make it up. But the FA Cup, you're out of it. And then you have to watch Arsenal every week for the next, you know, 3-5 months or whatever it is. So, brilliant. Still in the FA Cup. And I'm absolutely thrilled. It was a terrific game to watch, didn't you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a super game. A bit like you, you know, obviously we've seen the lineup. I wasn't surprised by the lineup. I got a few text messages off a few guys that I know, and obviously on Twitter, you could sort of see everybody sort of jumping on this about the team selection. But I wasn't overly surprised. And bar form, I agree. I sort of thought Lloris should have started the game. I thought it was still a really, really strong squad, and it did give certain players game time. And I just thought, it was a brilliant game. From the very start, after about 10 minutes, I actually felt really confident. Very, very rarely feel like that watching Spurs. And I just sort of felt, yeah, we're going to do this. And, you know, Son popped up. What a goal, you know. It just actually, when you watch the replay, it sets up lovely for him. So it does, and he catches it great. And that just sort of settled us. And really from then on, I didn't really feel under any pressure. And I thought some of the football that they played, especially the first 10, 15 minutes of the second half, I thought they looked superb. And we're unlucky probably not to score a few more goals, but... No, happy days, you know, because look, we knew with Colchester away this week coming, and it's a great draw for us. And yeah, as you say, great still to be in it there, and also to beat Leicester, because I know they made a lot of changes, but they brought on the Vardys and things, and they're no mugs as they're showing in the league, and that was a big, big win for us.
Well, I was wrong, absolutely 100% wrong, because I'd made, you know, Twitter is there to make your comments, isn't it? That's why it's there. So I made the comment, you know, I didn't realise this was a friendly game. You know, obviously not taking it serious. Some people said, well, I can't blame him. Well, I said, well, I can blame him, because this is the FA Cup. This is huge for me personally and for Tottenham Hotspur, surely. I was wrong, because Vorm was great. Best game he's played. Wimmer was terrific. I don't think he's put a foot wrong since he's been in a Spurs shirt. I'm really impressed with him. Although I'm gonna disappoint him personally if he listens to the show, which of course he does later on in this conversation. Carroll was terrific. You know, they all played really, really well. And Chadley, let's you know, we've said this several times, he can be having a stinker. He can be playing awful, but he knows where the back of the net is.
Yeah,
you know, and we're not talking tap-ins. You know, he's a good finisher. I think he's got a little bit of class about him. He drifts in and out of games, of course he does. And he got a demeanour that looks, when he gives the ball away, like he's a cart horse. But actually, the number of times that he pops up with a great goal, I'm a big fan of Chadley, really.
Yeah, look, he's proved this week, and we'll, you know, obviously we'll speak about Palace game soon. But you know, that's one thing about Chadley. He always, I think I heard something during the week, was it, you know, last season, I think it was Chadley Eriksen, or maybe it was on another podcast actually, Chadley Eriksen and Kane last year scored like, I think it was over 50 or over 60 of our goals. You know, so Chadley is a really important squad player for us. At the minute, I wouldn't have him in our starting 11, but look at him on Saturday, you know, he comes on, he does a job, he done it in the FA Cup and scored a couple of great goals this week. So, you know, that's a great player to have. And he looks like the kind of guy that doesn't cause any hassle. He's happy enough. If he's on the bench, he'll still come on and do the business.
Yeah.
But I just thought the all-rounder, because they actually started, if you remember, with Chadley up front. That's the way it started in the FA Cup, and then obviously they changed it round to move Son in there. So it was good to see, but great victory, still in the FA Cup, away to Colchester. The away fans that night were superb, weren't they?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it annoys you, and actually the first time I've seen a Leicester game on TV, have you noticed they've got these things in their hands that they're constantly hitting, making that rattle noise?
Yeah.
And when I first seen them on, I went, oh, that's good. Great old atmosphere they're creating. But the more and more you hear it, that would do my head in.
Yeah.
Do my head in, sitting in the stand constantly. But it quietly quieted down because it was mainly all the Spurs fans that you could hear. The only thing I thought of it, Steve, all you guys up in the West Stand could maybe do with those.
maybe.
Give the whole West Stand a bunch of rattles.
Too busy biting our nails. Now, we I love the Spurs fans. The away Spurs fans, obviously, are the best, I think. You know, not just being biased. You hear them on telly all the time. They're absolutely fantastic. The only thing that I want us to do slightly less of, because I think we can still sing about the opposition, and I still think a chant about Arsenal is completely warranted. What I don't want is for it to go on too long. So a little funny little jokey song about the opposition, a couple of Arsenal songs maybe in each half, but the majority of the singing I want to be all about Tottenham. We love you Tottenham, we do is a great, you know, song. And if we could have sang that in the last 15 minutes over and over and over again rather than the puppet song, I would have been a little bit happier. But saying that, they are brilliant, and you know, long may it continue. And what's great is that we're having these conversations about singing, what songs to sing now, rather than where's the singing? Because at home, the atmosphere is so much better. And, you know, we've always said it ties in with the performances. You know, the team performs, you want to sing. It goes hand in hand. You're sitting there, you know, in these years gone by where we're 1-0 down to Hull, and someone after the game says, well, if only the fans would have sang. You're like, well, wait there. You know, maybe if you'd have stuck the ball in the back of the net rather than passing it a million times might have helped.
I know you had the comment up about the singing, and I do agree with you as well. But you know, the likes of the puppet song and a few of those, I don't have a big problem with them. I'm just glad, and I've always said it, that we've actually got different songs.
Yeah.
Because one of my things was always that we only seem to have the two or three songs, and you know, I think we needed loads of different songs, and we seem to be starting to generate that now, which I think is great. But I agree, I don't want to hear it all the time. You know, even Stand Up If You Hate Arsenal, I think, is a great one.
Yeah.
Arsenal sing that all the time. That's, you know, or Chelsea sing, you know, Stand Up If You Hate Tottenham, and that's what you always hear. So, you know, I quite enjoy those ones if they want to do. But you're right, sing more of our Spurs songs. But it's great to have those couple of different ones going along as well. Yeah. I would say if you were there in the middle of it, in that atmosphere, you'd be loving that song.
Oh,
it's like everything, you get carried away when you're there.
Of course you do, of course you do. Yeah. But you know, we've got to sing about Adewereld more, haven't we? We need a song for him. We need to sing more about these players. And you know, singing the puppet song isn't good. You know, Harry Kane or Alderweireld or whoever else on the pitch isn't going to go, right, I've got to raise my game an extra 5% here because they're singing the puppet song. Yeah. No, but if they're singing their name or We Love You Tottenham, they're going, well, listen to this, guys. You know,
tell me this, because obviously you're at most of the games. Do they sing Pochettino's Blue and White Army?
No, not anywhere near enough. Yeah. And we're not there yet to start to constantly sing at every single game now. You're not very good, and you can interpret that as what you know I'm saying. You know, we need to stay humble. We've had a decent 6 months. You know, let's not get above ourselves. Sing it against West Ham. Sing it against Arsenal, Chelsea. You know, if we go ahead, but not against Sunderland at home. You know, it's a bit embarrassing. I was a bit embarrassed when we started singing that because I was like, well, wait there. You know, you can't really. Yes, they are, but yeah, let's sing about Tottenham. You know, like I say, Eric Dyer is in the middle of the pitch going, oh, great, they're singing that song, you know, about Sunderland. No, they should be singing. The Eric Dyer song is fantastic. You know, we had it about Sterling Freund, you know, and against about Martin Joel, didn't we? And, you know, I love Eric Dyer. Eric Dyer loves me. And I know for a fact that he loves that song, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so on to, what was the next game?
Palace,
right. So Palace, again, absolutely fantastic, dominated, didn't we? Played really, really well. And then in control. And then Jan Vertonghen has a Soldado moment almost. Just casually passes it out on the edge of his box and then goes back in the box. And the bloke puts a cross in and just sticks out a leg. You know, thoughtless from such a clever player. Yeah, it's unlucky. I'm saying, yeah. You know, he should have done it. Could have really done anything about it. But it was a real shame. And by the way, people playing down his injury and saying we'd be all right. Massive loss, Cole. Massive loss.
Yeah. Have you heard it? Do you know how long it is?
No, I saw him on crutches. I think they all went to Barcelona.
They're out there at the minute.
I think apparently they're having a little word with Neymar. See if he fancies coming over. But
it'd be good on the bench.
But you know, he's on crutches. So, you know, my guess is a month. You never know, but we're in trouble. We're in trouble because he is a class player, and he goes brilliant with Alderweireld because Alderweireld is everywhere, isn't he? He's your athlete. He's your you know, get stuck in. But Vertonghen is your calming influence. You know, very, very rarely puts a foot wrong, apart from against Chelsea. Yeah.
Did the injury happen when he was elbowed?
Yeah.
It's sort of just the way he went down.
And he's been charged, hasn't he, Conor Wickham?
Yeah, three-game ban, I think he's been charged today. So he has. Now, it was a nasty one, that there. Now, it was definitely intentional.
Yeah.
But no, you're right, Luke, for talking. He is going to be a miss. I think we've all sort of... I haven't really thought about it, actually, until you just brought it up. You know, he is going to be a big, big loss. But I think we're all just on this crest of a wave at the minute because, you know, for me, Palace was one of those games that I sort of went, you know, this is a test. You know, this is going to just show us where we are.
Yeah.
And I'll be completely honest. I didn't think we were going to get a result on Saturday.
Mm.
And obviously, I was in work. I'm 1-0 down. Sort of trying to follow it on Twitter, and at half time I just shook my head and I went, no, it's just going to be one of those days, you know, it's going to happen. But you know, that second half, I'm sorry, they finished the first half. Lloris, some of the saves that he pulled off for us were absolutely superb, and we were unlucky as well. Danny Rose had a great effort there, keeper made a good save, but the second half, you know, they came out again, the crowd behind them, and you know, they just battled. And once Kane got that goal, and what a great finish.
Yeah.
I read an article today, Alan Shearer wrote about Kane, and he just was ranting and raving about him. And when you watch it, I know obviously we're going to go on the Dele Alli goal and things, but when you watch what Kane does in that build-up and his movement and his desire to run across and the way, it's a real strange leap that he does. You know, he really gets up there and powers the header, you know, into the net, and that was it. You know, once it was then, I just sort of felt, here, we can get on and win this game, you know, and to come away 3-1 winners at Palace. I know they've been on a bad run, but, you know, Pardew, he's one of those guys always likes to beat us. And I think he puts his team real up for the fight whenever they play us. And it was superb. And I must admit, I was bouncing.
Yeah.
So I was walking out of work on Saturday night, absolutely loving it.
Well,
plus all the other results that went our way too, you know, bar Leicester.
I was watching it on one of those dodgy streams, and when so he caught the ball on his chest, flicked it over the guy's head, and as he went to shoot, it froze, it buffered, but the commentary carried on. So it's you could hear, oh, what an amazing goal, da, 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 da. But I did actually see it, and then like 10 seconds later, you saw Ali like running off and celebrating.
Yeah.
So I sort of, you know, was jumping up and down, didn't really realise, and then saw the replay. And I also had Sky Sports on the other on my iPad as well. So I was watching that, and there was like a delay because when you do Sky Go, you have a little 2-minute delay.
Yeah.
And all that they'll rave. Have you seen the when they say about the goal?
Yeah.
They're all raving about Letizia and all that. Are absolutely raving about it, aren't they? So when did you first hear about the goal, or when did you see it first?
Right. Well, I obviously Twitter. I in work I follow it on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I do, because I've done the Sky Go with Sky Sports on. You know, but it's Phil Thompson every week, and I cannot stand the man. So I just can't listen to him. Plus, I know there's the time delay, so also my Sky Sports app flicks up if there's a goal. So yeah. I tend to follow it on Twitter, and obviously I've seen Twitter just going mad about it. So of course I was delighted. Then everybody started talking about this goal, and I was going right. But the annoying thing was everybody was putting it up on Facebook and feeds, and I did not want to see the goal until match of the day.
Yeah.
So I literally avoided it for the rest of the evening, and every time I seen something, I flicked away at it, and I waited until match of the day. And do you know what? I didn't know what to expect, because obviously I'd sort of heard about it, but it was even better whenever I watched it than what I thought it was going to be. And it was just fantastic, Stephen. And this kid, we talked about him before. I just love the guy. I just think he is superb. I love his attitude. I love that funny wave that he does. I know we talk about definitely should be a celebration, like you said last week. I just think it's great. And it was an amazing goal, Steve, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was worthy of winning any game.
The thing about him is he's different, isn't he, to the other superstars that we've had. Not his superstar yet, but... he's not that tall. He's not a great tackler, but he's amazing on the ball. Obviously a bit fat as well. Whereas Waddle and Ginola quite similar, slight, brilliant. Weavers and speed and craft. Whereas Dele Alli's, he's got almost like an all round football player. Plus he's incredibly skillful as well. So it's fantastic, and people kept tweeting he's 19. Dele Alli is 19 years old, so amazing.
It really was, and it was worthy of it, Stephen.
Yeah,
we don't want to keep pushing and going on about this kid, because we've seen things like this happen before with other players. I'm talking from other teams, but there's just something special about him, isn't there?
And that aggression as well, and that nasty streak. Oh, my goodness, please stop hanging on about should he lose the nasty streak.
No, it's brilliant. We've made it for years.
I've watched Tottenham, who have got the softest belly of any side by a million miles. Finally, we've got a player, since Graham Roberts, who actually has got a little bit of fight about him.
Yeah, and Eric Dyer as well. Eric Dyer's got that as well.
Yeah.
And the both of them are two big boys. They're not afraid. But no, look, he's superb. I'll be honest. The first thing I thought about when I seen the goal was Gazza. Gazza's my hero. Obviously we all love Glenn Hoddle, and I know you're a big Chris Waddle fan.
Yeah.
Gazza was my man. That was like when I was a kid growing up, my bedroom was wall to wall. Remember, it used to buy like Shoot magazine and all these, and they used to do always a player.
Yeah.
Like I had all the Gazza ones, and they actually, I can still remember it. It's a long time ago too. They done these ones that were like, I don't know if you remember yourself, Steve. They were like artistic drawings. They weren't just a picture.
Yeah.
And they were like really done different. And I remember I had a Gazza one and I loved it. Don't know where it is now. And it was right in the center of my wall. So like my whole wall round was Paul Gascoigne, and I just loved the guy. And when I seen the goal, and I've sort of been thinking about Alli for a while, he just reminds me of Gazza.
Mm.
I think he's got everything, this boy, and I think he's going to be a superstar for us, hopefully.
But he's got that. He has Gazza's obviously with his dribbling.
He's
a little bit different to Alli, but then Ali's more of an athlete.
Yeah.
So, and it's early days, but it's looking good.
You even look at the end, before Chadley scored the chance. Like, even the way he got through and took out, which hit the crossbar, it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
I
feel a bit sorry for Chadley, because Chadley got a great goal. If you watch Chadley's goal again, by the way, do you know he started right out on the touchline?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just sort of take a touch and whack it. He's like right out there and had to come in all the way across. And hit a brilliant goal.
I know. Any other week, it would have been up for goal of the month as well.
Absolutely.
So, but I know it was brilliant, and it was great to see. And we talked about him earlier. There was Chadley popped up, and do you know what? Because I was in the shop, and it was 2-1, and I heard there was 3 minutes or 4 minutes injury.
Yeah.
And I can't cope, Steve. See, when I can't see it, and So I just turned everything off. I went, right, that's it. And I walked around the shop and I tidied up a bit and went out the back store and I came back. I said, right, 2 minutes must be gone now. Right. And then I went back and stuff it. And I went and got on Twitter. And then I just seen, you know, where it comes up, goal, goal. Like this. I was going, I didn't know who got it. And then I seen Chadley. And I just went, yes.
Thank
you know,
goodness for that.
Get in there. Just relief, absolute relief, you know. So absolutely brilliant. And the supporters, again, you know, were superb. There's some great videos on Facebook or YouTube there, you know, of the celebrations and things. So brilliant. And again, a massive 3 points for us, Steve. You know, Leicester, great performance by them to go and beat Stoke 3-0. You know, Arsenal obviously lost. Man City drew with West Ham, which was great either way because we didn't want West. I know West Ham, I don't believe that they probably will be up there, but it's still nice for them to lose a couple of points. The only disappointing one was Liverpool because I still believe you've got to keep your eyes on Liverpool.
Yeah.
Because I do think they could still be capable of going on a 3 or 4 game run. So it's just a pity that they sneaked that winner against Norwich now.
Yeah. I mean, that was two poor sides, really. The two of them giving the ball away so much. I mean, you know, when we play Liverpool next time, we better take advantage.
Well, of course, we've got Norwich next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we go through some questions because it will answer a few things that we want to talk about here as well. So Fosman, which is Sean Foster, if Vertonghen is out, should Spurs play Wimmer or Dier at centre half? If we go for the Norwich game, for example, I mean, we're playing Colchester. You know, and I don't want to tempt fate. But let's just talk honestly here. I think we should be all right, whichever side we play. As long as, Cole, it's not people like, kids. You know, we've got enough players that need to play without playing kids. Do you remember when we had Cranchar on the bench?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were playing the European games and League Cup games, and Cranchar still wasn't getting a look in. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to you, why isn't Cranchar playing here? You know, he's still not playing games. We're still playing kids, and for some reason,
because you're right.
We qualify for the Champions League. My boy got the DVD for Christmas. Cranchar is brilliant in that season. So we've got to play these players, and I don't want to see a lot of the youngsters being pushed through. You know, people saying, without naming names, so you've got to play people like Wimmer. For this game. But let's go to Norwich, which, is a Premier League game. I would drop Dier back. Go on, you go first. What do you think? And then I'll say mine.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Personally, I'd go with Wimmer because you said it earlier as well. I don't think the guy's put a foot wrong every time that I've seen him. He hasn't had a lot of opportunities. I think he's played well. He's played with Toby now 2, 3, 4 times. Played very well against Leicester in both games. He's played well in the Europa League games more so. But I would put him in. And obviously, look, he came in on Saturday as well in a tight, tough game against Crystal Palace and done a good job as well. I would stick with him. I don't think it would do his confidence any good to be dropped out of the team. And I think the guy's more than capable because I like Dara in there. But I think they'll be more aware, a wee bit like the Watford game, where Dier nearly dropped in beside them as well. So I can see things like that there happening. But no, look, I'm quite happy to stick with Wimmer. A lot of people might want to go with Dier. I wouldn't have a problem with that either. But I'm just going, you take Dier out. I think Dier and Dembele there are a super partnership for us.
I think you've convinced me. I was going to say Dier drop back and then Bentaleb come in. But I'm not sure if Bentaleb and Dembele is the right combination.
I don't think so. Bentaleb, I thought he had a good game against Leicester, and I was glad to see him get a good 90 minutes under his belt. But I just don't know. I think if you were going to drop Darren, I would probably play Carroll.
Yeah.
With Dembele, I just think he's,
which is a bit lightweight. But straight,
he's had a bit more games. Game time,
right,
you
go straight swap with Wimmer. Wimmer's only 23, isn't he?
Yeah, look, so, at the end of the day, look, he signed him, you know, he's working with him there.
Mm.
The guy's played in a couple of big games for us.
Yeah.
And he hasn't looked out of place.
Yeah.
So, no, I would go with him.
Okay. Convinced me. Well done.
Right. We see you next week now.
Shane Pennington, how far into the second half of the season is too far to find another striker to mesh into the team? Cole, you can go first again. So he's talking about basically Shane Pennington. Yeah. He's talking about getting this second striker or getting this other striker. Now, without naming names, because we know the candidates. It'll be the Brujinho for 20-odd million, or it'll be one of these foreign guys. I can't see any other strikers in the Premier League coming to us. Can you?
No.
Moussa Dembélé from Fulham. There's no one else really on the radar. People saying putting bids in for Lukaku and what have you. But which I think is a great idea to say, you know, with Lukaku 30 million and then they turn us down, but it shows intent and all that business. In terms of actually getting a second striker though, do you think that's a good idea, Cole, with what we've seen?
I know on our last show we said we wanted it done early. And I think it should have been, you know, it should have been done. I think the only thing I can see happening maybe this week, you know, come this, the end of the window, is they will maybe look at a backup striker. But again, I maybe have a bit of a feeling that he's happy with what he's got. You know, if you look at Son, you look at Chadley.
Yeah.
You know, why upset? Why upset the squad?
And they wouldn't get a game, Cole. That's my big thing. If you look at it practically, you get another striker in, and then what he's been doing is he's been bringing on a midfielder. And then he's bringing on, basically replacing Lamella and Eriksen pretty much every game, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, but and rightly so. You know, the two of them have been pretty good, but not haven't played as well as the other guys. So he's made those couple of swaps, and you know, maybe someone filling in the middle as well. If you buy a striker, you're practically saying, okay, well, we're going to be bringing Kane off on 80 minutes, which means Son and Chadley won't get the games. And I like both of those so much, and they've both shown that they can, you know, get the ball in the back of the net. I don't think at this, you know, ask me a month ago or even last week or 2 weeks ago, I'd have said no, we definitely need that second striker. But now I'm thinking, do you know what? We've got such a good team, and I know one other podcast said no, you know, if Kane does get injured for a month or whatever, other guys have got to step up, and you've got to tell these guys that, you know. We've got the rest of the team. We want you to play up front. What a privilege for you, you know, Chadley or Son, or even Lamella, or even Dembélé. You know, play up there as a striker and do the business for us. What do you think, Cole?
I think you could be right as well, because I agree. Maybe a few weeks ago, I'd have been saying the same. We definitely need. I sort of feel that I just don't want anything to upset this.
Yeah.
And look, if the worst comes to worst and we lose Kane or whatever, we've got a good, strong squad there. And I actually think it's one of those windows, and it's hard to believe we're going to say it. It mightn't be a bad thing if we don't. I think actually the best call is probably Dembélé. I'm talking about Fulham's Dembélé. A young kid to bring in who probably will get bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But he's not that big, big name where you sort of feel right, we've got to get him on. We've got to get him on the pitch. So he might be the right call. So he might, you know, but we just have to wait. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens come next. I think it's next Monday.
Yeah.
This day next week, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. And look, you know, if we do get somebody in, brilliant, fair play to him. But, you know, if it comes to deadline day and Spurs buy Berahino for 25 million, I just don't think that's right. I mean, again, 2 weeks ago, I was saying, get the guy in. Doesn't matter what we cost for, pay for him. I think he looked fat when I saw him on the other day.
Yeah.
I think he looked overweight.
Such a hard... The only other one I sort of thought about, depending on what Vertonghen's injury is, he might have to end up looking at a defender.
I don't know, because I think we've got cover. I think we've got Wimmer, and I think we've got Dyer can slip in there.
Yeah, true. Fazio as well.
And Shawcross is injured, isn't he? So we can't get him.
Can't get him now.
Bart Goldstein asks, how far can we go, this team go under Poch? Are we realistically title contenders this season? What would you? Let's look at it then. Three competitions, Cole. What would you, at the end of the season, go, you know what, I'm happy with that?
At the minute, I think, yes, we'll want to win a cup, we always talk about it. I think at the minute, I will be delighted if we finish top four.
Yeah.
And because I think if we were to run back to one of our first or second podcasts of this season, we didn't even think that, I think we both said maybe sixth or seventh this year, because we knew it was going to be, you know, we hadn't signed all the players that we sort of expected, we hadn't got the striker again. So I think it's been a big surprise to us all. Talking about titles, look, at the end of the day, we're in it. We're 5 points off there. But to me, it's just game at a time. Finish top four. I'll be gutted now if we don't finish in the top four. So, well, but I thought about this the other day as well, and I hate saying it. I think it's maybe time now for to set the Europa League to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're doing so well. And, you know, FA Cup and Europa League and the league, finishing that top four have to be priorities.
Yeah.
Europa, you know, in the end of the day, to win the Europa League is fantastic. You get the nice trophy. And what do you get? You get Champions League football.
Mm.
At the minute, we have now got more chance of getting Champions League football from finishing in the top three or top two.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm really worried about this Europa League coming up, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, because we've got such a good squad, but it's such a tight squad.
Yeah.
We can't afford to lose many players out of that there.
Mm.
But it's a tricky one. I might get shut down for saying it. But to me now, I play the kids in the Europa League.
Yeah.
I really would. I think the league now is far too important for us to stay in there. And, you know, I think it's a massive statement if we do it. But that's what I would do. I would be playing the likes of your Onowas and your Tom Carroll will play all the Europa League games.
Yeah.
I'd even play Vorm in the Europa League games.
Yeah.
So would you know? So it's tough, isn't it?
It is tough, you know, and Harry Kane will play all the England games, of course, and so will Dele Alli. So got those games, soppy friendlies coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it is tough. You know, for me, you know, it's not for everybody, but bragging rights go a long way into it. So, you know, if we can take that FA Cup off of Arsenal, it would be wonderful. You know, Cole, at the end of the day, I'm looking at top four, be a trip to Wembley, you know, if it's semi-final, so be it. Europa, again, at this stage, I'm not that bothered about going out because we're in the last 32. Then you've got the last 16, so that's four games. And then you've got the quarterfinals, semi-finals. It's a long way to go still.
Well, if you remember this last week in the FA Cup game, whoever the commentator was said that Leicester probably won't be too worried about going out because it meant Leicester had 15 games left.
Yeah.
And he turned around and he said, if Spurs are to go the whole way in the Europa League, obviously league games and the FA Cup, Spurs have still got 30 matches to play.
Yeah.
Now, that's double what Leicester have to play.
Yeah.
So it's quite scary when you think of it.
Yeah,
I mean,
as like you say, I want us to rotate, mix and match because when what you're saying about playing people like Carroll in the Europa is it, when that's not particularly a weakened side, is it?
It's just
a bit of rotation. The fullbacks rotate those, you know, there's no debate in my opinion on those fullbacks. Every single one of those fullbacks is playing superbly.
Yeah.
You know, and you have your favourites, your little, prefer him. You know, Walker makes terrible mistakes, but then again, he's so, you know, he's such an athlete and he's playing terrifically well. Trippier, fantastic delivery of the ball, but a little bit short. Also makes little mistakes here and there. You know, Davis, very good, solid defender. Is he as good going to forward? Maybe. You know, I've seen him put some great crosses in.
Yeah.
And Danny Rose is full of heart. Make some terrific tackles. You know, so they're all playing brilliantly. You know, don't get offended, anybody. If I prefer Trippier and Rose, I still love the other two. You know, and it's like with Lamella and Son. I love both of those. Just got a little edge for Son. And then Chadli and Eriksen. You know, if Poch decides to go with Chadley, not a problem, you know, and rest Eriksen for a couple of games.
It's such a good yeah, it's like Bentaleb.
Bentaleb needs a game, definitely.
Like if you remember,
Mason's
Steve,
coming back, Cole. He's a good player.
Well, you remember back, I don't think it was Arsenal last year, the last game, Arsenal at home when we beat them. Actually, it was last year, but wasn't that when Harry Kane scored the header?
Mm.
Yeah. Who was our two best players that day? Mason and Bentaleb.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The two of them were unbelievable against Arsenal last year. So, you know, it's great. And that's what I would do. I would get Mason and Bentaleb into that Europa League squad and,
absolutely,
you know, get those guys in there and still maybe stick Son up front.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe get these guys used to playing up front a bit more.
Yeah.
Just in case something happens. But look, isn't it great? It's great that we've got all these worries, because usually at this time of the year we're sitting going, oh, we've just been knocked out of the FA Cup and, oh, we've no chance of getting top four. Oh, Europa League, so we can't be bothered. That's usually the talk now. So isn't it great? And I just really enjoying it, Steve, at the minute. But I still have that Spurs head on me that it's just going to fall apart at some stage.
Well, we'll lose the Colchester, won't we? And then it'll be wait there.
Norwich is a game massive. Everything's a cup final now, Steve.
I know.
So it is. And
it has been since the middle of October, Cole. Don't forget.
Yeah, it is. I think, like, I keep looking at United games and Liverpool games. I think United have got Stoke.
Mm.
I think it is next Tuesday night. We're away to Norwich. Arsenal have got Southampton.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of games. Then I think we have Man City coming up. And then we've got Watford and I think it's Swansea.
Yeah.
You know, so like there's some great games coming here. Like we could be going to Man City. It could be like the Champions League night all over again.
Yeah.
We could be going there to go top of the league.
Wow.
You know, so like it's great. It's brilliant.
Dan Jones, Josh Jones, who went to his first game. Met Sam.
Right.
Finally, I've found somewhere that we can go that's kiddie friendly, which is a little sports place. Just up the road from where we park, and it's lovely little bar, have a relax, watch a bit of Sky Sports, and then make our way down, maybe good. Drop yes, Bill Nick on the way.
His first game, Josh
Jones, lovely, came in all spursed up, all the gear on, sat down with my Sam, played the Tottenham Trop Trumps game.
They
got into it. They had a massive debate over whether Europa is good for Spurs or not, which of course I'll just let them go at that. Very good. great stuff. So I hope to see him back at the lane again. Go on, you, Joshua Jones. Marcus Aurelius asks, how does Poch get shift out of the perennial THFC muck it up at the last minute syndrome that has crippled us in the past? Do you know Marcus Aurelius?
I've been on Twitter with Marcus a few times. I think that's just what I said. You know, it's still all of us. We've all got it sitting there. When are we going to mess this up? But like, I think we're different. We're a different outfit.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm loving the manager more and more week in, week out. You know, I think he talks well. I actually think he probably speaks better than what we're hearing.
Yeah,
and it's just something about him.
He just says enough and doesn't say too much.
Yeah,
doesn't.
And he won't be messing about here. I would say at half time against Crystal Palace, they got an absolute rollicking.
Mm.
You know, I would say, look, you know, you're 1-0 down here. You could just imagine them in that changing room.
Yeah,
you know, getting those boys fired up. So look, it's great.
We'll rattle through some of these. Davey Elder, what's your take on Ali's goal? Best ever or just a superb strike? What's your favourite ever Spurs goal, Carl? Mine's Chris, and I tweeted Chris Waddle this. It was Southampton in the mud. Have you seen that goal?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. If you're not sure about it, Naeem got a brilliant curling free kick in that game as well. But he hit it from on the sort of, he was just coming onto it, hit it first time. That was my favourite goal. Chris would have responded, didn't he, quite a bit.
Yeah, that's right. My favourite goal
is
Gaza and the against Arsenal, Wembley.
Yeah.
You know, that's my favourite. But I love Peter Crouch's goal that got us top four.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never forget that night. You know, it was just unreal. Super. The most nervous I've ever been in my life. And yeah. It was unreal. But look, Dele Alli's goal with Davies asking, wonder goal, mate. You know, just don't know if you could say that. No, I wouldn't say it's the best ever. But it is one goal of the season at the minute. That's going to be hard to beat.
If he'd have caught it and hit it in the top corner, that would have been the best goal ever.
Yeah, top corner, yeah, would have been a bit better.
Graham Lambert's asked, do we drop Dyer into defence and start Bentaleb? We talked about that one. Dan Locke, will we sign a forward? Can we win the Premier League? We talked about that. Can we sign a forward? Yes, but we're not sure if we want to now. Next week, it'll all be changed again. Can we win the Premier League? No, I'm still going to go with Man City to win the Premier League. And I think Arsenal will get top four. So, Arsenal fans, don't worry. I think you will get top four. Steve Cresswell, leave Dyer where he is the best option. Wimmer will be fine. Question is, fullback, which best fullbacks to play? We've talked about that. Tom Cousins, are we serious contenders for the title, or will the Europa League and the FA Cup be too much? As I've always said, I want to go to Wembley. So the Europa Cup just takes a sideline just for the moment. You know, it can change. So, but it's just...
Yeah, well, that's what we sort of...
Got to talk about it like that, yeah.
Yeah, we sort of chat about it. And you know, it's really strange to be talking about title challenges, but do you know what? And I'll just say it. We are. At this minute in time, we are.
Yeah.
We're 5 points off the top of the league, and nothing against Leicester. It's Leicester City that are top of the league. Full credit to them. They're playing unreal. I actually thought they might have slipped up against Stoke.
Yeah.
They're playing brilliant. They've only got these 15 games left to play. You know, they can concentrate on it. And do you know what? Wouldn't it be lovely if they won it? Do you know what I mean? If obviously we don't win it, but, you know, how great would it be if Leicester City won the Premier League?
Yeah.
You know, just a slap it. That would even annoy the Arsenal fans even
of
more. The one year they should win the Premier League, Arsenal, Leicester City beat them to it.
I know.
Or Spurs would be even nicer, wouldn't it?
I know. The only thing is that Vardy, have you ever seen a close-up of him where he isn't spitting?
True, yes.
He's constantly doing that little spit.
He's just got that wee face.
Every single time they go to a great shot by Vardy, and they go close-up of him, he's bobbing everywhere.
Yeah,
Fitzgerald.
You might see him on a Spurs top next year.
Yeah. Chris, as a typical pessimistic Spurs fan, I refuse to believe we'll get top four until it's mathematically impossible for the fifth-place team to catch us, let alone mention the word title. When will you start believing? May the 7th, is it? The day after the last game of the season?
Yeah. And actually, that reminds me, I have to give, there's Chris Fitzgerald. There's another shout-out for you, Chris. Because Chris said every time he gets a shout-out from us, I'm going to get a pint.
Yeah.
So I think that's four beers he owes me now whenever he meets me. So don't worry, Chris, you're getting shouted out
Chris
every week.
Chris Fitzgerald. Pint of harp. Richard Sterling, who to sign as a partner or backup striker to Kane? We've talked about that. Duncan Carrigan, replacement for Superjan. We talked about that a little bit. I'm not sure if we need a centre-back, and I can't think of anybody to get in at the moment.
I think it'll come down how...
James McIntyre, yeah. Can we? And then Ali Vince Porteous has put a comment on there as well. So thanks for all your comments, guys. Keep them coming in.
Yeah, definitely.
Go on, Carl. What do you want to say?
I think it'll come down to what Vertonghen's injury is like. But see, to be honest with you, Steve, I think if it was a real serious one, we would know by now.
Mm.
I think you know yourself. You usually hear these things within 24 hours.
Although you don't want to say too much because you don't want to rate up the price of centre backs. Again, yeah, it might be clever from Levy. He's just told everyone to be quiet. You know, at this stage, really, you would be hearing from Andros Townsend, wouldn't you? Saying, you know, I want to leave. It's terrible, this, that, and the other. But obviously, Levy said to him, listen, you say one word and you're not going anywhere. Because at the moment, if you don't say anything, you know, your fee is £14 million. Now, if you start piping up that you want to leave, Newcastle just go, well, the guy wants to leave. We're paying 10 and not a penny more. And then you sit there, you know, and it doesn't matter to Levy, you know, 10 million quid. Yeah. So we're being shrewd, I think.
I think so. I also think he is the reason nothing's happened there. I think he's the one I think that's going to be the big thing. It's where he goes is who the player we're going to get as part of it. I know there's big rumours of Newcastle. I can't see any Newcastle, even though we were linked with that boy Perez
from
Newcastle. Yeah, I haven't seen much out of him. But I think you could see maybe Townsend transfer window. He needs a move. He wants to be in this England squad.
Yeah,
you could see it happening. You know, like we'll give him to West Brom and give us Berahino.
Yeah,
you know, for 8 million or whatever. You know, I think that's what's happening with Townsend, well, and that's where it's going to be.
I think Townsend's twice the player that Berahino is at this stage.
Yeah, look, to be honest with you, I would be quite happy if he was still in our squad.
Mm.
But I think it's just went too far now. And
yeah,
I think
Pochettino
is the guy, you know, that once you cross and once you don't play ball, you're gone. And these guys know it.
He's done something that obviously has really upset him. But what annoys me is when people say, oh, do you know what, we've got no width, we've got no pace.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it going, well, we have, because those two things describe Andros Townsend perfectly. Yeah, I know he's lost a little bit of pace since his injury, but he's a speedy winger. That's his shtick. So, you know, don't say...
Well, what do you think of the boy? Do you know who's really impressing me, even though he can be quite frustrating? The boy from Everton, Delafu?
Right. He looks good, yeah. He's keeping Morelos out of the side, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he'd be a brilliant player for us.
Yeah. He's keeping Morelos out of the side, and Morales is someone who's been linked with us as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, interesting. But a lot of these guys, you know, Cole, we've had them. They're flaky. They play a game, then they don't play the next five. They go away to Stoke and they don't want to get stuck in. You know, at the moment, we've got about five or six players that not only get stuck in. I mean, Lamella. Who'd have thought that Lamella has got more yellow cards than, I think, you know... Anybody?
I know.
He's absolutely gets stuck in, which is great.
He does. No, it's been great. It's all really positive at the minute. Really positive, and looking forward to. Obviously, I'm going to miss Saturday's game because I'll be working.
Yeah.
But I'll record it and watch it later on, and then next Tuesday night, I think.
Yeah.
I hate that as well. The transfer window day is always the day before.
Yeah.
You know, a game. Why can't they have it next Thursday?
Yeah,
you know, I just don't get all that there, so but it's going to be an interesting week again, and we've got another two cup finals, Colchester and Norwich away.
Yeah,
and there's no reason, Steve, if we can go to Southampton, we can go to Palace, these places, and beat these teams, there's no reason we can't beat Norwich next week. And if we win that, you know, we're on a roll.
Yeah,
you know, bring on Man City then.
Is that Man City the game after, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Watford.
Is it Watford then Man City?
Yeah, we got
Watford. Yes, sorry, you're right. Watford then Man City.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Norwich and Watford. Let's go.
See how we get on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy.
Okay, mate. Come on, you Spurs. It's great to be Spurs at the minute, anyhow.
Yeah, no, we're enjoying it, and we're taking full advantage. But, you know, if you don't like it, give us a little tweet, message on Facebook. Can't stand you talking about Arsenal. Don't do it.
We're going to win the league.
But we got to enjoy these moments.
Can I start singing it now? We're going to win the league.
Oh, no, it feels weird.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right. All right, buddy.
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.